The FDA is considering approving genetically engineered, or GE, salmon to be sold in the U.S. Senator Mark Begich last week introduced two bills in the Senate that would ban these new salmon. And a group of Sitka residents held a demonstration against GMO salmon last weekend. KCAW's Ann Bryce reports.
About 100 people rallied in Sitka to protest what they see as the first step in introducing scientifically modified animals into the American diet. For Southeast Alaska, it's especially worrisome because the area depends largely on fishing for its livelihood. Lance Preston owns and operates a troller called the Sea Boy in Sitka. He's made a living as a fisherman since 1993 and says these new fish could bankrupt Alaska.
Commercial fishing is the number one employer in the entire state, and the vast majority of those jobs are salmon jobs. So it's really the economic engine of the state. It's a big deal. I mean, it's put the state out of business. You'll watch the population decline and suffer.
Nicknamed Frankenfish by critics, this new fish is an Atlantic salmon developed with genes from a Pacific salmon to make it grow faster, and a gene from an eel-like fish called an ocean pout that activates the growth hormone. While a natural Atlantic salmon reaches 28 to 30 inches long and 8 to 12 pounds, after about 2 years at sea, the new GE salmon will reach that in half the time. Protesters Saturday said they're worried the genetically engineered salmon could escape aquatic farms and crossbreed with wild fish. The company behind developing this new hybrid is called Aqua Bounty. It's a biotech company in Massachusetts that formed in 1991 and has spent nearly $70 million since it started. It claims that the fish are not a threat to wild stocks, and that the genetic modifications are no greater than changes that occur naturally in species. The FDA is now in a 60-day public comment period. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.